Today's Amud is Tainis Yud Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on Yud Zayin and Mabez, three lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Mar. So we're in the middle of going through some of the dates that are listed in Maseches Tainis, and we mentioned two of the Yamim Tovim, two of these mini Yamim Tovim that are mentioned in Maseches Tainis. The first mini Yamtif we mentioned was the Yamtif that goes from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, which was the Yamtif that we celebrated once we reestablished the Karban Tamid, that it has to come Yishal Tzibur. We fought with the Tzedukim. It took 8 days. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, that's when we have this mini Yamtif. So you're not allowed to fast and you're not allowed to give a Hesped. And then the second mini Yamtif we spoke about was from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach. So that's this Yamtif called Chagad Shvuaya, which we said is that's when we fought with the Tzedukim about the date for Shvuas, what it means we machers a Shabbos. Eventually we proved ourselves to be right. And therefore, the Chazawur Kaiveya, that from the 8th day of Nisan until end of Pesach, you're not allowed to fast and you're not allowed to give a hesped. So the Gemara spoke about the first Yom Tov that goes from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan. We asked, why did they have to say that there's a mini Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh until Ches Nisan? Anyways, Rosh Chodesh is a full-fledged Yom Tov. It's the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. So why do you have to make that into a mini Yom Tov? So we said that no, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, by making that into a mini Yom Tov, we also aser Erev Rosh Chodesh, we aser the day before Rosh Chodesh, also in fasting. And we asked that, anyways, it's aser because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. We said no, days that are before Yamim Tovim, like Rosh Chodesh, so that doesn't need Chizik, that wouldn't be aser. But now that it's a mini Yom Tov, it's in Megillas Tainis, so now the day before is also going to be aser. So now Amar Mar, we mentioned that the second Yom Tov in Megillas Tainis that we spoke about is that Mitaman Yabei Ad Seif Me'ada Yitayis of Chagad Shavuaya, that from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, so that's this Yom Tov where we reestablish Shavuos, we establish what it means Mimachos Shabbos, that it doesn't mean Sunday. Mimachos Shabbos rather means after Pesach, that's when we start counting Sfir Saimer, and Mamela, that's going to be the date for Shavuos. So therefore they establish that from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, so you're not allowed to fast and you're not even allowed to give a Hesped during those days. Now ask the Gemara that Lamali Atzaif Mayed, why do we have to say that there's a mini Yom Tov from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach? Lema ad hamayed, just say until Pesach. From the 8th day of Nisan until Pesach is this mini mayed. U Pesach gufa yom tefu. And then Pesach is going to be aser and espin and tainis anyways because it's the yom tef of Pesach. So why do they have to say in Megillas Tainis that this mini yom tef goes from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach? Says the Gemara, v'yom tef gufa hu v'aser, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Kedamar Rav. Rav Papa answered like Rav said, similar to the answer we gave about the previous kasha that we asked, that why did we have to say that the first Yom Tov starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Anyways, it's Rosh Chodesh. And what did Rav answer? Like Nitzrecha Elul Asri Yom Shalafanov, that we mentioned that it's a mini Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, in order to teach us, to tell us this halacha, that the day before, the last day of Adar, that's also going to be Asr to fast on that day, because it's the day before mini Yom Tov. So Hachanami here also, by saying that this mini Yom Tov goes from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, anyways, it's Pesach, just say it goes until Pesach, like Nitzrecha Ela La'asr Yom Shela Acharav. Now that we're saying that it's a mini Yom Tov, so now Isruchag, the day after Pesach, that's also going to be Asr in fasting, because it's the day after this mini Tainis, so that's the Nafkamina in mentioning that it's the day after this mini Yom Tov, so that's the Nafkamina in mentioning that this mini Yom Tov extends all the way until the end of Pesach. Ask the Gemara, you're telling me that the day after one of the mini Yamim Tovim in Megillas Tainis, the day after one of these mini Yamim Tovim is Aser to fast on that day? That's Kaman Rabbi Yaisi. It's going to come out that you're telling me that Megillas Tainis is like Rabbi Yaisi. In our Mishnah in Tainis, we mentioned that the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi was Machlekes, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yaisi. The Chachamim said that only the day before one of the mini Yamim Tovim is Aser to fast on. Rabbi Yossi says the day before and the day after. If you have a Yom Tov in Megillas Tainis, that's Aser to fast and to give a Hesped. So then Rabbi Yossi said the day before and the day after is Aser to fast on. The Chachamim held only the day before. Rabbi Yossi says the day before and the day after. So if you're telling me that the Nafkamina in mentioning, the only Nafkamina in mentioning that this second Yom Tov of Chagad Shvuaya is from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach is to tell me that the day afterwards is Aser also, that means you're telling me that Megillas Tainus is like Rabbi Yossi, da Amar Bein Lefana Bein La'achar of Aser. Well, ask the Gemara, Yihachi, if so. If you're telling me that Megillas Tainus was written according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, well then I have another kasha for you. Be'eser v'teshanami, that which you said at the last day of Adar, the 29th day of Adar, right? We said the Adar Samach L'Nisan is always Chaser. So the 29th day of Adar, which is the last day of Adar, that which you said at the 29th day of Adar, that we mentioned that the Chagah, the Tamida, the Chag of the Karban Tamid, is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day, to tell me that the day before Rosh Chodesh, the last day of Adar, the 29th of Adar, that's also a day that's Aser to fast on. Well, ask the Gemara, if you're telling me that Megillas Tainus is going according to Rabbi Yossi, that the day afterwards, after a mini Yom Tov, is Aser to fast on, so my area Davi Yoyma de Mikame Yoyma de Mitukam Tamida. So why do you have to tell me that it's the day before the Yom Tov of the Karban Tamid? Typically, the Havle Yoyma de Basar Asrin Utmania Bay. Anyways, it's the day after the 28th day of Adar. The 29th of Adar is anyways Aser to fast on because it's the day that's after the 28th day of Adar. And what's so special about the 28th day of Adar? So we're going to see soon that the 28th day of Adar is also a mini Yom Tov that's described in Mesech in Megillas Tainus. So again, so the kasha is that in order to answer the kasha of why the Megillas Tainus had to say that the Yom Tov of the Shvuaya, that they established Shvuas, that Yom Tov stretched from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, the reason why we said it goes until the end of Pesach was to tell me that the day afterwards is Aser and Tainus as well. Because any time you have a day that's Aser and fasting and Hesped, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi is that the day afterwards becomes Aser as well in fasting. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara, if we're going according to Rabbi Yossi, so then going back to the original Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of the Tamid, that you told me it's from Rosh Chodesh until the 8th day of Nisan, and you said, we asked, why do you have to tell me it's from Rosh Chodesh? Anyways, Rosh Chodesh is Aser. We said to Aser the day before. Ask the Gemara, the day before is the 29th day of Adar. The 29th day of Adar is the day after the 28th. And if we're going according to Rabbi Yossi, that the day after a mini Yom Tov is Aser to fast, so then anyways that day is Aser to fast. Now, how do we know that the 28th day of Adar is a mini Yom Tov? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Be'asim Utmani Bey, that on the 28th day of Adar, it's Asas Besurta Tavsa Yehudai. There was good news that reached the Yidden, there was a good news that reached Klal Yisrael. They don't have to stop themselves anymore from learning Torah. They're able to openly learn Torah again. What happened? Shepam Achas Nigzer Gzeira Yisrael. One time, we'll see soon, it seems like the Romans made a Gzeira against Klal Yisrael. They shouldn't learn Torah. They shouldn't give their children a bris milah, their boys, and that they have to be mechal Shabbos. So ma asa Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaverav. So what did Yehuda ben Shemua, who was one of the leaders of the Yidden at the time, what did he and his friends do? Holchu natlu etza mimatrinisa achas. So they went to a certain Roman lady, shekol gedoli roimi mitzuyin etzla. That all the gedoli roimi, they used to always ask her for advice. She was a big bal etza. So they went to this lady, and Amar lahem, and she said to them, you know what you should do? Imdu vafginu balayla, make a hafgana at night, go block the traffic. That's what you gotta do. You gotta make a protest. So holchu So they went that night, they went to the city square, they went wherever it was, they went to make this Afghana. And Amru, when they announced, they said publicly, they said, first they spoke to Hashem, and they said, Ishamayim, whoa, Shamayim, look what's happening. And then they addressed the Romans, and they said to them, Lo Yachem Anachnu, aren't we brothers? We both come from Yaakov and Esav. We're brothers, we come from the same brothers. Lo Bnei Av Echad Anachnu, we come from the same father, we all come from Yitzchak Avinu. Lo Bnei Eim Achas Anachnu, we come from the same mother. We come from Rivka Imenu. We're mamish family. So manish taninu mikoluma v'lashin. So why are we so different than any other nation in any other language? Shatam geizrin aleinu gzeiros rois, that you put such terrible gzeiros against us. And what happened was, is after they did this, ubitlam, they were taco, they were mevato the gzeiros. Va'isa yoim, and on that day, which was the 28th day of Adar, asauhu yamtiv, they made it into a yamtiv. Again, the point being that now that the 28th day is one of these mini Yamim Tovim, and it's Aser and Tainus and Hesped, so then the day afterwards is Aser to fast anyways, because it's the day after the 28th, if we're going like Rabbi Yossi. So says the Gemara, two terutzim first. We'll see a third one later. Says the Gemara, two terutzim. Amar Abaye, le'nitzrucha elo l'chaydesh mu'ubur. You're assuming that the 29th day of Adar is the last day of Adar. That the 29th day of Adar is the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's not always true. That's only if Adar is a chaydesh chaser. What happens if Adar is mu'ubur? What happens if Adar is a 30-day month? So then the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the 30th day of Adar, which is not the day after the 28th. So therefore, it was still necessary to say that there's a mini Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th. Ah, you asked, anyways, the day before, Rosh Chodesh is Aser anyways because it's Rosh Chodesh, and the day before is Aser anyways because it's the day after the 28th. That's not always true. Sometimes it's the day after the 29th. Sometimes the Adar is a 30-day month. Now, even though, like we said, the Adar Samach L'Nisan is Olam Chaser, but Lamaisa, it could happen that you have an Adar that's a Mu'ubur, and therefore, the in Megillas Tainis, the Tana felt the need to say that the Yom Tov of the Tamid is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th to Aser the day before. Or Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says another teretz that Afilu Teim L'Chodesh Chaser, even in the year that Adar is Chaser, like usually, Adar Samach L'Nisan Lo'ilam Chaser. Even in the typical year that Adar is Chaser, there's still a nafkamina. Because the halach is like this, that kol shela acharav betainis aser, behesped mutter. Anytime you have a day that's only aser because it's next to a mini yamtif, whether it's before or after, if you have a day that's only aser because it's next to a mini yamtif, so then betainis aser, it's aser to fast on that day, behesped mutter. Typically, it's going to be mutter to give a hesped on that day. And therefore, on this 29th day of Adar, let's say on a Chodesh Chaser, the 29th day of Adar, it's the day after the 28th, you're right. Anyways, it's going to be Aser to fast. So why did we have to say that there was another mini Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th? Rosh Chodesh is Aser anyways because it's Rosh Chodesh, and the day before is Aser anyways because it's the day after the 28th, says the Gemara, but it's only going to be Aser and fasting. The Zeh, however, now, the 29th day of Adar, Ha'elu Mutal Bein Shnei Yamim Tovim, now that it's sandwiched between two Yamim Tovim, it's between the Yom Tov of the 28th, that we had the story with the Romans, and the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where we established the Karban Tamid, now that it's sandwiched between two Yamim Tovim, Asu'uhu Ki Yom Tov Atzmai. So now they made it already, since it's sandwiched between two Yamim Tovim, they made it into Mamish like its own Yom Tov, Va'afilu Behesped Nami Aser, then now it's going to be even Aser and Hesped. And that's why the Tana felt the need to say that there's a mini Yom Tov from that goes from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day. Ah, Rosh Chodesh is Aser anyways? Yeah, but now we're Asering the day before. Ah, the day before is Aser anyways because it's the day after the 29th, but that would only make it Aser and Atinus. Now that we're sandwiching it between two Yamim Tovim, so now it's even going to be Aser and Hesped. Now says the Gemara Amar Mar, we mentioned that mitmanya bei atzayf mayada itaysav chag deshavuaya, that delay la mispat, that from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Yom Tov, until the end of Pesach, so that's the Yom Tov where we established Shavuos, that mimachos haShabbos means matzei Pesach, not matzei Shabbos. So do we establish those days as a Yom Tov that you're not allowed to fast and you're not even allowed to give a hesped? Now ask the Gemara, we mentioned that the Yom Tov of the Tamid was from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day. So, Lama Lila Meimar Mitmanya Bey. Why do we have to say that this Yom Tov of Shavuos is from the 8th day until the end of Pesach? Lema Mitisha Bey. Just say it's from the 9th day of Nisan. Utmanya Gufa Aser Dahavla Yoimadi Tukam Bey Tamida. The 8th day is already a mini Yom Tov for something else. The 8th day is already a mini Yom Tov because of the Karban Tamid. So why do we have to make it into a second mini Yom Tov? Says the Gemara, because Kevan de ilu mikla le milsa, ubat lina le shiva, tmanya gufa aser dahavla yoyma kama di susa bechage de shvuaya. Because let's say something will happen one day, and we'll have to be mavatal the Yom Tov of the Karban Tamid, and we'll be mavatal maybe to 7 days, we're gonna be mavatal that it's not gonna be until the 8th day of Nisan anymore. So then the 8th day of Nisan will no longer be a Yom Tov. So therefore, the Tana and Megillas Tainis felt the need to tell you that there's another reason why the 8th day is a mini Yom Tov, and it's because of Shavuos. So there's two reasons why it's a mini Yom Tov. This way, if you ever have a reason to be mevatlet from one of the Yomim Tovim, we'll have another Yom Tov that will make it that it's Aser. Now, says the Gemara, Hashta da'asas lahachi. Now they're saying this type of Svara, that the Tana and Megillas Tainis will sometimes tell us a second reason why something is Aser, why a day is a mini Yom Tov, even though it's already a mini Yom Tov for something else, or it's already Aser for a different reason, because maybe that will go away. So, Esser Matisha Nami. So now we have another answer for the 29th day of Adar. We asked that why did we have to say that the carbon tamid yom tev was from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Rosh Chodesh is aser because it's Rosh Chodesh. The day before is aser. The 29th day of Adar is aser because it's the day after the 28th. Okay, so what if it's the day after the 28th? Kevan diyu mikla milso, but line la'aser v'tmanya, since if something would happen and we would maybe one day have to be mevatel the yom tev of the 28th, so then the 29th would then become mutter. Aser v'tisha nav gufei aser davle yoyma de mikmei yoyma de to come to me. So that's why the Tanna Megillas Tainus felt the need to say that no, there's another reason why it's Aser, because it's the day that's before the Yom Tov of the Karban Tamid. It's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We ask, it's already Aser anyways, but yeah, the Tanna will sometimes say another reason why it's Aser in case the first reason goes away.